Those of you who are lectionary readers of your Bible, excuse me, probably figured out that I'm not on the lectionary today, but rather this is a passage from the letter to the Hebrews that draws us together because it is sort of the foundation of our faith. And so I would call your attention to Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and then following with chapter 2, verses 5 through 12. Excuse me. It's on page 204 of the New Testament section of your Pew Bible, or if you're reading the large print Bible, the big red ones, it is on page 264 of the New Testament. So hear these words and think about how they draw us together as people of God. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by a Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom He also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and He sustains all things by His powerful word. When He had made purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name He has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Now God did not subject the coming world about which we are speaking to angels. But someone has testified somewhere, "What are human beings that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet." Now, in subjecting all things to them, God left nothing outside their control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to them, but we do see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God He might taste death for everyone. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, "I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.